The Cal Poly Humboldt community is still reacting to the police raid of the occupation on the university quad that called for divestment and a ceasefire in Gaza, which has become a nationwide battle cry across the country on college campuses. On the eighth day of the local protest, students saw a substantial response involving approximately 200 officers from various law enforcement departments, including Sacramento and San Francisco, early Tuesday morning. The university confirmed that 32 individuals were arrested during the operation at 3 a.m. that saw 13 students, 18 non-students, and one faculty member arrested. No injuries were reported following the incident. In response to these arrests, there have been subsequent protests demanding the dropping of all charges and the release of the individuals involved, taking place at the Humboldt County Courthouse. And our KMUD News volunteer reporter shared these interviews from yesterday afternoon.
This is Matt Kurth. I'm here at the courthouse. There's a protest going on in support of the students who were jailed and in support of Palestine and against the ongoing genocide in Palestine. And I'm here taking some interviews. So can you tell me your name and why you're here today?
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm a retired nurse. I can say nurses against genocide. I'm here today because I'm greatly concerned about the U.S. involvement and on all different levels on supporting this genocide. And we want the world to know that not every American is for the genocidal Zionists. We support Palestine. Free Palestine.
Can you tell me about what happened at Cal Poly Humboldt and maybe what you saw in your experiences?
Yes, I went by there yesterday afternoon. I spent a few hours there talking with the students, taking a look around, and I can say that they were peaceful, that they are devoted. I'm very, very proud of them. And I'm very sorry that they were treated with a fascist, hard hand. I don't know what you call it. They did not deserve that. There's been a lot, my observation, there's a whole lot of lies on the state of the campus in that they were very tidy. There were a couple of paint spray items, not many. And of course, I don't agree with that, but I don't think it was all of them doing it. I think it was just somebody who decided that they were going to do that because everybody else was very respectful. And it just broke my heart to see them treated the way they were last night in that manner. And it makes me wonder what is happening with our country. Have we crossed the line on actually being fascist now? And anyway, I'm proud of you students.
This is Matt Kurth. I'm here at the courthouse and we're talking to some folks out front that are protesting. Can you all tell me, I'm here with two people, and can you all tell me how you like to be identified and why you're here?
Hi, I'm a student, graduate student at Cal Poly Humboldt, and I'm here in solidarity with the occupation and the faculty, staff, students, and community members who've stood up for the liberation of Palestine and are demanding Cal Poly Humboldt to disclose, divest, and declare its connections with Israel.
We got some reports last night that there was a professor who was arrested and he is refusing bail and has declared he's going on a hunger strike. Do you have any information on that that you'd like to share?
So Dr. Ruhala was with us from the beginning and has been a staunch supporter of students and just an incredible mentor. And I think it says a lot that he, I think, was the only professor who was out there on the front lines since the very beginning. And a majority of Cal Poly Humboldt faculty have actually spoken out in support of us. But to my knowledge, Ruhala is the only one who has faced arrest. And we just wanted to stand here in solidarity with him and all of the arrestees demanding their immediate release and for all charges against them to be dropped.
At this time, it's believed that all individuals who were arrested in connection to the Cal Poly Humboldt protest have since been released, including Assistant Professor Ruhollah Agha-Saleh. Reached by email, Dr. Ruhollah stated, quote, "I'm breaking from my fast at 6 p.m. at the Oriental Buffet in Arcata," end quote. He invited the community to join him. On social media, one of the activists named Lizzie with the Do Nothing Society stated that protesters spent the night zip-tied, standing lined up in the cold, traumatized by their experience. They would later be transported to the Humboldt County Jail, where she says they were forcibly stripped and x-rayed. Quote, "feeling utterly dehumanized by the process of incarceration," end quote. Across the country, police have cracked down on pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses, leading to over 1,000 arrests nationwide. However, the police response has sparked outrage from members of the community. Notably, on Monday evening, prior to the raid, local leaders tried to prevent that very action from law enforcement. Humboldt County Supervisor Natalie Arroyo sent a letter to Cal Poly Humboldt and the California State University leadership, urging them to have patience, understanding, and a dialogue with students. She noted that this process has included very few civil leaders in the design-making process, and that local elected officials are deeply concerned for the welfare of all individuals who are on campus. Quote, "property damage can be fixed, but physical harm to people can't," end quote. The letter was authored by Humboldt's 4th District Supervisor, Natalie Arroyo, and was signed by 33 other elected officials, including Humboldt Supervisors Mike Wilson, Steve Madrone, WIAT Chairman Ted Hernandez, Frankie Myers, the Vice Chairman of the Yurok Tribe, and two Arcata City Council members, Sarah Schaefer and Stacy Atkins Salazar. The California Faculty Association Humboldt chapter also released a statement condemning the police raid on the Cal Poly campus and announced solidarity with protesters. They stated that the actions over the last week by Cal Poly Humboldt administration eroded the trust of faculty, staff, students, and the larger Humboldt community. Last week, the CFA passed a vote of no confidence for Cal Poly Humboldt President Tom Jackson, and used the leadership of Dr. Keith Flamer of College of the Redwoods as a powerful juxtaposition, following Dr. Flamer's recent letter to President Biden, where he called for an immediate ceasefire.
Yes, my name is Keith Flamer, and I serve as the president of College of the Redwoods. And I have been here for close to 18 years, and I've been the president for a little over 8 or thereabouts. Came here from Chicago, and before that I was in business with Kraft Foods and then the Marine Corps before then. So I've had experience at both at community colleges and baccalaureate institutions.
In his recent letter to President Biden, Dr. Flamer called for a ceasefire in Gaza. And with that in mind, we asked what his response is to the ongoing protests across the country on college campuses.
I guess, quite frankly, I'm of two minds, and it'll coalesce into one as soon as I start talking. I applaud, and I would always support, anyone's right to getting their voice out there. Free speech is something that I will always support. And I always encourage students, faculty, and staff to make their voices known in a very peaceful way. I don't have a problem with the encampments as long as it doesn't hinder the education of students or the right of workers to work. What is deplorable to me is when I see all the violence going on across the country. I see police escalating. I see the protesters escalating. I see protesters and counter-protesters fighting each other in the streets. That's not what free speech is all about. And I understand the emotions are running high. And I get that. I think that the message is being lost on why they're doing it and so much as what they're doing. And that is a deplorable situation. Now, I sent my letter to President Biden not to get into the politics of it because it's complex, but to, as the president, is to make our voice known, my voice known, and the Board of Trustees, calling on the United States to work their influence to have an immediate ceasefire. And why is that? Is that we see what close to 30,000 people who've died in the last, women and children who've died in the last 200 days. And when we see women and children dying, starving, being shot on both sides, hot hostages on both sides being done, we have a moral obligation, at least in my mind, to do something about it.
The letter also noted that the United States plays a vital diplomatic role in ending the suffering, and that saving lives is a moral imperative.
It calls on President Biden to use the influence of the United States to effect an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and in Israel, and not to choose sides, but also the ceasefire, but also to have the hostages return to their respective areas. And we call on it from a humanitarian perspective, right? Is that and so that quite frankly is the gist of the letter.
On April 17th, Columbia University sparked a movement of student protest against Israel's ongoing military actions and occupations in Gaza. The New York Times report 30 different colleges across the country are also conducting solidarity protests. And we asked Dr. Flamer if College of the Redwoods has seen similar actions.
We haven't had protests at all. But we have students talking about it, talking not about protesting, but talking about how they can make their voices known of what's going on in Palestine. And I'm very proud that our students are asking the right questions, like, why is this happening? What's the history? And I'm also proud of the fact that our faculty set up a table in the middle of our quad to be able to answer student questions on the historical context of why it's happening, just and looking back 100 years and showing the complexity of the issue and encouraging students to protest in a very peaceful way, or if they actually have to get some more information and judge for themselves what's true and what's not, but to make their voices known in a very peaceful way. So that really that's what our faculty and the administration is focused on, is to educate, which is a perfect opportunity right now.
Many in the community have applauded Dr. Flamer and the College of the Redwoods administration for their proactive approach, which they say highlights the failure by Cal Poly Humboldt. We asked Dr. Flamer if he agrees.
I looked at what's happening at Cal Poly with some sadness, but I also know that my friend Tom Jackson did exactly what he had to do to safeguard property and people. I know that he is totally committed to students and student learning. And I think what happened up there just may have disrupted that. So I'm not going to judge his actions and what he did or didn't do, but I know his heart, and I know that he wants students to learn. And I know that he supports free speech without a doubt. But I think that the violence and the vandalism is something that I don't think anyone should, quite frankly, condone.
Sharing his final thoughts, he stated that his institution stands for freedom, justice, dignity, and peace for all people.
That the point of higher education is to educate people on really complex, thorny issues. And I think both CR and Cal Poly pride themselves on being able to help students think critically. But even more so, on both campuses, we pride ourselves on getting students involved, getting students to come up with solutions and to learn how to have dialogue across lines that may be thorny, right? And so that's what I encourage people to continuously do, is find common interest and find solutions to problems that have been problems for decades here.
The latest press release from Cal Poly Humboldt, which you can find at humboldt.edu/emergency, was a message to the campus community, It acknowledged the emotional strain these events have caused and outlined the preliminary steps taken towards recovery, including the continuation of the campus closure and changes to commencement ceremonies, which will be held on May 11th. But instead of a traditional celebration, there will be a series of smaller off-campus ceremonies grouped by majors at three locations in local areas. The venues and ceremony sizes will accommodate the registered graduates and their anticipated number of guests. The regional commencement ceremony in Los Angeles area will take place as scheduled. The university also stated that it's continuing to clear Siemens Hall and Nelson Hall of garbage and are beginning to paint over graffiti on the exterior of vandalized buildings as university police continue to assess the scope of damage. Areas at or beyond a barricade in or around Siemens Hall remain closed off. KMA News will continue to share updates.